Today on episode 136 of Typical Chicago Fans, we have Sinkers and Floaters, the TCF Sports Minute, a couple new segments, movie tournament, TCF NIL deal, Would You Rather, and the not top three of the worst country flags. Let's roll. Hello and welcome back to episode 136 of Typical Chicago Fans, brought to you by our sponsor, Connect Roasters Coffee. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at typical underscore Chicago. Head to Facebook and Instagram. Give those pages a like as well. Go on over to YouTube, type in Typical Chicago Fans for all of our content in video form. Wherever you get your podcasts, we are there. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, wherever you find them. You can find us at. Make sure if you are able, you can give us a 5-star rating or a review wherever you do get your podcast. Make sure you join or follow the guys that I am joined with tonight. That is Zach at Z, Lilia TCF, and of course, Maddie at schools underscore 01. Boys, we talked about it last week, but we're in the summer. There was no spring. I mean, it's cooled down a little bit, but last weekend we were fighting 90 plus. I mean, this is a little uncharted territory, something we haven't seen since September. Maddie, how you holding up over there?
Can't complain. It's I'll take the heat over the ultra cold, in my
Amen
opinion.
To that.
So, you know, it's not ideal. I like it with like 70 at the most, but anything's better than the ice and the snow, in my opinion, that's for sure.
Couldn't agree more.
But now we're getting some good thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Which comes with the warm weather. It was very humid today. So it's kind of, and you can kind of open the windows.
Get a nice asleep. Little breeze going.
We'll fall asleep to some rain.
Ooh, there's nothing better when you look at it, when you get kind of get that in your system where you're like, the weather's nice. Maybe I don't want to run the AC as much. Maybe I'll take a little nap with the windows open. You know it's not going to rain. You get that brisk little breeze coming through. There might not be a better nap than a good early summer afternoon nap.
Well, Boomy, you're also talking from a guy who can take naps in the summertime.
Well, with that being said, I don't nap. I'm not a napper.
No, you are not, but...
That you are right. You are correct there.
But you are right. But even just a nap when like the windows are open.
Yes. I think that's
kind of cooler outside. That's always the best.
Matt, we've known you forever now, it feels like. Are you a nap guy or are you
not since having a kid? That's just went off the wayside. Occasionally before that, like a lot of times I'll catch myself like dozing off. I'm on that, you know, it's like the dad thing. I think once you receive that gene or whatever it's implanted into your body after you have a kid, you like sit on a chair, you watch TV, and all of a sudden you're out for like, you know, 10, 15 minutes, whatever. Like you hit that, like, you know, that partial out of it mode. But
yeah, those are solid.
Outside of that. Yeah, it's all you get, you know, where you got to sit and rest in your eyes and, you know, all of a sudden you take a Nerf football up your fucking ass. So it's like, yeah.
Well, let's get into it. As always, we've got Sinkers and Floaters. I'll get us started with my sinker, and I think this is everybody's sinker, and that's gas prices. But on the positive side, some people have found their way around it. And for Stephanie Kirchner in Schubach, Germany, she has gone back in time, and she has switched back to the old horse-drawn carriage. She has been seen, scooting this. I believe she's got two horses, taking her to work. Sounds like a lot of work. I'm afraid of horses.
This is doing too much. We have vehicles for a reason.
Yeah.
We have running water for a reason. We have air conditioning, heat. We have this for a reason.
You make a good point.
What is the reason of going backwards?
Guess. I mean, that's well, that tells yeah, you. That's the only reason.
This is one thing that I think is being used for the purpose of just not wanting to pay for gas, which I can understand.
Sure.
But
after that, but over course, out of shape about it, get an electric vehicle.
Yeah. I mean, and these are not cheap. I know horses are cheap, but I would imagine that these are, you know, a couple grand. That's a down payment. But it says that she has a 3.5 mile trek from her home in Western Germany every day to work.
I'm with Zach. There's just no point in it.
Yeah, no. It's literally 7 miles.
It's plenty of alternatives. Plenty of alternatives.
This carpool.
I think you're just trying to act fucking sweet, in my opinion, at that point.
She said that she has a Toyota SUV.
Very much an Instagram, you know, look at me kind of thing.
Yeah, oh, I mean, it got her on the AP Oddities page. She said that she calculated it, and it's going to save her about $264 a month. But, like, you can't, like, take that. Like, if you want to go meet your friends for dinner, you're not taking the horses.
And it's not very fast.
Can you get a DUI driving a horse?
Oh, you have to be able to. I would have to think.
You get on a lawnmower, I think. If you're
well, yeah, but that's thing. A motor.
How
a
fast
horse
is this
isn't
thing
a motor.
Going? This has to take you forever.
Horsepower.
Yeah, 2 horsepower. Yeah, I know, but I think but I think the whole thing in there, I don't know.
I mean, it's a vehicle that is moving in your entire
drive. Yeah, I mean, I would assume so.
I think for the short term, it's going to work. For the long term, you're not going to want that.
You can get on a bike.
Yeah,
like a bicycle.
Especially it's 3.5 miles. Like,
you get some exercise. Less. You probably go faster on a bicycle too.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't like this woman at all. I'm just not a fan.
Something I do not like, my sinker, is windows down in a vehicle on the internet.
That is lunacy.
If I pass somebody, I mean, unless I guess you're trying it like. The smell of marijuana out of your vehicle or something you know, like quick pace, I understand. But if you're just doing it because you just like driving down the interstate with the windows open, you're a crazy person.
You ever get like that thing when you roll the window down and it sounds like makes me want to poke my eyeballs out.
And then you like you said, I think the key word there is on the interstate. Like it's one thing to just be cruising from, you know.
Yeah, if I'm in town
here to LaSalle,
it's kind of decent out, like warm. I'll roll the windows down or whatever. But like if I'm like at a quick pace, even if I'm like if I'm going like 55, I don't really like to have my windows down.
Windows down is only in town in my rule book. I think that we have a lot of silly laws in this country. We can replace some of those. I think it should be illegal. That can't be good for your ears to be driving on the interstate. Pull those
AC was created and perfected for a reason.
Exactly. Why are we going back in time? Turn the AC on.
All right, boys. My flow, or excuse me, my sinker this week is for me. It's my parenting skills. Did something pretty bad this week. I accidentally shut my kids or shut the pantry door on my kid's finger. That one you can tell I got it, and I caught it the last second, so I wasn't pulling hard, but I got enough that scraped his finger pretty good. He did that like instant muted cry for like 20 seconds where he's just like his face is getting beat red. He's making the face of crying. The tears are getting there, but there's no sound coming. And it's just like, you know what's coming. He fucking starts screaming at me. He gets mad when he gets hurt. Yeah, like, he gets really, really mad when he gets hurt. So it's like, he doesn't get, like, he doesn't want hugs. He wants you, like, to punch you. that one was a big-time loss for me in that book. But I got to ask you guys, like, I think we've talked like hand injuries and stuff, but have you guys ever gotten your fingers caught in a door like that where it's just like, those are brutal.
Yeah.
Absolutely brutal.
I think I remember we used to have minivans when I was little, and I remember one of us, I'm pretty sure it was me getting my hand caught in a door. And I don't even think like it was one of those things we weren't supposed to be doing it, so we didn't tell my parents, but it was either me or my brother, one of us. Got it caught in there. I've cut a piece of my own finger off, and it's not something I want to redo.
I a few times just playing with like a hammer and nails got my thumbs.
Like with a hammer?
Yeah.
That hurts.
Oh, yeah, it's the worst.
You get your thumb with a hammer, that's brutal.
That unfortunately for you, that kid could have got away with murder the couple days after that. You probably felt
not very great
about that one.
Fucking here, have some ice cream, have some candy, whatever
ice
you want.
Ice cream for
do.
Dinner.
Here's a new toy that you know had stashed away for something. It's like whatever you can do to just make yourself feel like not the worst parent on the planet. That was a rough stretch there for a minute.
And you know, like anything, it's because of your experience with it. You know the pain that he was in.
I've had bad finger injuries. You're absolutely right. Like that, I knew exactly what he felt, and I was just like, it was brutal, absolutely horrible feeling. I'm not gonna lie.
That I cut the piece of this finger off with a knife because I'm an idiot. That was my own fault, but the best hand injury I ever saw my freshman year of basketball, friend of mine was going in for a rebound and the ball hit him perfectly on his pinky and his pinky dislocated. Well, the bone came through the inside of his finger
and his finger was
like this. And he comes over to our coach and his finger's at a complete 90 degree angle.
No.
And he's like, coach, I think my finger's broken. And the coach is like, get that out of my face. Like I'm going to barf right here.
Ugh. Oh my God.
I always get a little extra anytime anyone talks about finger injuries. I remember watching my friend Adam come over to the bench and his fingers facing the wrong way. And I was just like, I don't think that's supposed to be like that.
I've got a slew of finger injuries. I'm not going to get into them tonight, but we'll have to bring that up again. Sometime.
New segment alert. Our injuries. Injury report.
Bad finger injuries are right up there at the top of the list.
And they don't go away. That's the problem.
No.
Moving into our floaters, my floater on a much lighter subject is, kind of on a lighter subject, I'll let you guys decide, is dogs. And that is because a California woman says that her dog stepped in the way and saved her from a fight with a mountain lion.
That's not surprising. Like they say, if a dog notices you're in trouble, it may go after the person or whatever is, the reason you're in trouble. Like let's say your house, if your dog even thinks that they hear somebody outside, that they're barking,
right?
Like it's kind of like that in a way. It's just like they're trying to defend you.
Yeah, my dog's a little bit different situation. What you mean, but like my dog is an 80-pound pit bull and got attacked by another dog and hid behind
that's
me.
The thing. It's like it's not like it's like confrontational or anything, but then when they hear the slightest sound.
Right. When you come over, like, that's exactly
the dog runs upstairs like it's about to attack you, but it's not going to.
Yeah. But it says this woman was attacked by a mountain lion in northern Colorado, and she lives by Trinity County, 4 hours northwest of Sacramento, so way up there in the mountains. And that's when this mountain lion kind of came out of nowhere, and her 2.5-year-old Belgian Malinese, Eva, stepped in between and fought with the mountain lion. The dog did sustain some injuries. It was like a 55-pound dog. So, you know, not a big, big dog, but not a small dog either.
Not scared.
Took some scraps and ended up having to go to the veterinarian for some work. But I believe that Eva was going to survive. It gave the owner long enough time to go get a some weapons to fend off. But like I said, I'm pretty sure that this lady lived because her 55-pound Malinese stepped in between her and a mountain lion. It's pretty impressive.
Very good for the dog.
Yes, very impressive.
Those dogs are, I think they're like boy. Shepherds, aren't they?
Well, yeah, essentially German shepherds. Yeah, it does say here that the lady's husband said that the dog had 2 skull fractures, a punctured sinus cavity, and severe damage to the left eye, but was stabilized overnight. So
bet you it did some damage to that cat too.
Yeah, that cat's gonna that mountain lion's gonna think again before it goes after another hiker.
Those dogs are like total defenders. They're great dogs. I think they're used for like military dogs a lot.
Yeah, military and canine dogs, I believe, Malinese.
Yeah, they're supposedly great dogs and like obviously good protectors and stuff. So I'm sure that cougar took it on the chin a little bit too.
went back to the top of the mountain licking her wounds.
Deserved. Glad that dog made it too.
My floater is, we just watched it, Rough and Rowdy.
Yeah.
If it's like, it hadn't happened for a while because usually when they're busy, they don't have a lot of events. But it's on Friday nights. It's always on Friday nights. It's at 7 o'clock. It's like $20 or something. And it's just people like me and Chance going into the ring and fighting.
Yeah.
Some people have to have zero training at all about boxing. And it is.
Honestly, the ones that are more entertaining are the ones that have never fought before.
It's the best.
It is. And it's what?
Probably
bucks?
My favorite fight tonight was just two guys who they had nothing left.
Yeah.
But they were trying to fight. And it's just because you can kind of be like, well, I could do that if you actually wanted to. But because
you actually could.
Well, in a way, because I mean, I wouldn't want to. Because
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
The problem is you also find out every once in a while that there is a little bit of a mix-up, maybe, and somebody who's very good at fighting goes up against someone.
Yeah.
Because you'll find some people in there who are actually pretty good boxers.
Right.
But it's so fun to watch.
And what is it, $20?
Yeah, $20. Mm-hmm. It's on Friday night.
If you're not watching it by now, I don't know what you're...
Yeah, it's fun.
If you haven't seen it by now, like, what are you doing?
It's fun.
Good choice. Maddie, what's your floater?
All right, well... college football. It's May. It's hard to believe that college football could be on the radar as the what I was locked in on this week. But that whole Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher back and forth battle, my God, I couldn't get enough of that thing. You know, Saban's coming out, basically calling out A&M at a booster, you know, fundraiser because of the success in their recruiting class. So they've been the top class in the last 2 years, saying they bought all their players. Jimbo Fisher fires back the next day, basically calling Saban a hypocrite, saying he's got his own skeletons in his closet. You want to know what he does, you know, start digging for it. And, you know, just kind of questioning all of, you know, the NIL practices, saying everything that they did was above board, illegal. So college football, it's cooking already. We're over three months away from kickoff. But man, that was awesome. It was a nice little break in the action this week too, getting a little college football teaser.
Absolutely. I'm a Florida fan, so I've hated Jimbo Fisher for a long time. After this week, I'm a big Jimbo Fisher fan.
At least you didn't just sit there and take it, you know? Because you can't specifically target one program in something like that. You know, just kind of like making them the only bad program or the only program that's doing what they, you know, what Saban's saying that they did. If it was illegal, then, you know, go after them. But outside of that, they didn't do anything that no other program's doing. So
it's just legal now.
Yeah. It just sounds sketchy and shady. Like Nick Saban's just bitching. You've had a monopoly on college football recruiting for the last decade. So just, chill out a little bit.
Yeah, it's because like you said, Matt, like most people in Jimbo's shoes would have, you know, just bend the knee and, you know, kiss Saban's ass about
it. Well, frankly, let's not act like it's not the boosters at Alabama that are doing the NIL deals. Yeah, it's not, maybe not the school is not steering it. It's one way for the school to stay clean is just have, you know, endless boosters that they have at Alabama just footing the bill. And then it's off the books. The school doesn't have to worry about it. So yeah, sure, you're not paying for anybody, your school's not paying for anybody, but someone very damn close to the school is paying for somebody. So let's just chill out a little bit there, Saban.
I want to say it was like October 18th, A&M and Alabama play, so we'll have to make sure we're glued to that one. That's going to be great.
Should be a good one.
Let's jump into the TCF Sports Minute. Obviously, we've talked about it many times, Bulls and Blackhawks not playing anymore, but we've got some good hoops. We've got some good hockey. Let's start in the NBA. Eastern Conference Finals were tied 1-1. The Celtics go down and get game two in Miami. They're heading up to Boston, tied at 1. So far, pretty solid series. I mean, I think this one's going to be a good one. We can talk about the West in a minute. But, you know, the fact that Boston lost the way they did in game one, giving up the lead late, and then they really take care of business in game two, going back to Boston. I hate to say it because I hate Boston, but, you know, the Celtics are most certainly kind of in the driver's seat getting to go home with this.
This series has a game seven feel.
100%.
And I hope it does, because I don't think that the Western Conference is going to be much of a fight.
No. No, I think this is the series. This is the better of the two series that are going on. I do think Miami's still going to win the series, but, you know, that's just – I called that earlier, and don't get me wrong, Boston's playing really, really well. But I think that this is, like you said, Zach, just the vibe from the first two games is that, you know, Boston may go home and take game three. Well, then Miami's going to come swinging right back in game four. And, you know, we're just going to see this come down to a final game seven. And, you know, that's kind of what you want out of this, especially, like you said, when the West is not showing that it's, you know, really got the capabilities of doing that and going the full tilt. Maddie, what do you got on this one?
This is a dogfight, the East. I mean, like, I think having a guy like, you know, Tatum with going kind of head to head against with Jimmy Butler, where Butler's, you know, just kind of a physical, grindy down kind of, you know, player, and Tatum's got a little bit more flash, a little bit more, you know, the young superstar. It's just an intriguing battle to watch. It's two teams that I think are kind of polar opposites in the way they play, but like then you look at their coaches too, where it's like Spoelstra's the veteran, been around. He's coached, like, you know, superstar loaded teams. And then you got Udoka, who's in his, you know, first year. So I don't know. It's kind of a cool matchup. I think this one's primed to go seven games, in my opinion, too.
I do worry about the Heat. If Bam Adebayo only scores 6 points like he did in game three, I mean, you got to get more production out of Bam.
Boston just seems to come at you in waves, too. They're just so deep.
Marcus Smart goes for 24, Al Horford for 10, Tatum for 27, Brown for 24, Williams off the bench with 19, and Pritchard off the bench with 10. I mean, if you're going to get that kind of production, I mean, that was six guys, and one of them's not even a starter. I'm sorry, all but two of them are not even starters. So it's like, if you get that kind of production, I mean, you're gonna give the number one seed all the hell they can handle.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the NHL, on the other hand, we are in the conference semifinals in the East. Tampa Bay has gone up 2-0 on Florida, and the Rangers and Hurricane series has evened up. In the West, St. Louis and Colorado tied at 1, and Calgary, as we record right now, are tied actually in the second period, but they lead that series 1-0. Maddie, what have you – I've been taking your – advice. I've been jumping on the playoff hockey train. I'm fully invested in on the Calgary Flames. What has this playoffs been for you?
If anything, just watch that series. Calgary and Edmonton is just an absolute track meet. First game was 9-6. I think Calgary got out to a 6-2 lead, 5-1 and a 6-2 lead. Mm-hmm. Edmonton came storming back, tied it up, and then, you know, Calgary ended up scoring three more in the third and win that one. Now it's 3-3. It's still got, you know, 4.5 minutes to go in the second period. We got goals, we got fights, we got scraps. This series is exactly what you want to watch in playoff hockey. It's got superstars everywhere with Johnny Gaudreau and, you know, Connor McDavid going head to head. You know, also Leon Draisaitl, some other, you know, Matthew Tkachuk for Calgary as well. So, you know, it's exactly what you want to watch. Canadians are nuts too for this sport. So the fans and the stands are going nuts right now too. So good series to watch there. Also, that Tampa Bay Florida series is just elite level hockey being played.
Dumb question here, Maddie. Couple questions on my Calgary Flames that I've adopted. Is Johnny Gaudreau just been this good like all the time, or is he just kind of like coming up right now?
No, he's been in the league for a long time. I mean, he won Rookie of the Year for the Calder.
This kid, Gaudreau's a stud.
Yeah, it's Johnny Hockey, man. That's what his whole thing coming out of college was, too. I think he went to BC. He's either Boston or Boston College kid. But then, he's been pretty good since he came up. More of an offensive guy than anything. But, yeah, he's been a stud.
And second dumb question. Matthew Tkachuk, is that – Keith's kid,
Brady's brother.
Okay.
I think there's another one too.
I think you're right. So I was watching game seven on Sunday night with them in Dallas. By the way, one of the best hockey games. First of all, the goalie from Dallas, I mean, played out of his mind.
That Ottinger. That guy came out of nowhere too. He was like a third or fourth string goalie. I mean, he was in the minors for most of the season.
That game seven, there was some stat that got flashed on the board. He had faced some, or not shots on goal, but Calgary had had something like 106 shots. And at the end of the game, he ended up three goals that he gave up, but 67 shot attempts.
Yeah.
And he sent his team to overtime. I mean, the guy was just playing out of his mind.
He was getting peppered. Couldn't
get anything going for him.
Yeah, it was crazy. He was getting peppered. It was nuts.
But Calgary put it together, and now we're sitting here. Quick pick right now, Maddie. Who's going to win these series?
I'm going to go with Calgary, or excuse me, Edmonton in that series. I'm going to go with Colorado.
We haven't even talked about Colorado. Like, Colorado was a wagon in that first round, and St. Louis is giving them hell.
Yeah, St. Louis is, I mean, St. Louis.
Like I said, hockey's hockey. That's going to happen a lot.
Yeah, they couldn't agree more. And St. Louis plays just such a, like, they're such a tough team to play. I mean, they got veterans. They've got guys that have won cups. They got guys that know how to play the game. You know, it's, that's not going to be an easy series for Colorado, who's, you know, trying to get over the hump kind of thing. I think Tampa Bay is just, they're just seeming to play it like they flip a switch when it gets to the playoffs, man. And, you know, and Carolina seems to be taking control of their series with the Rangers. So.
That was a hell of a shorthanded goal there in the game two on Friday.
Yeah, it was.
That was impressive. Zach, anything on hockey?
I enjoy watching it. It's nothing's better than playoff hockey.
No.
Have you picked a team yet?
No, I mean, I don't really have to.
That's true.
It's just fun to watch. It's fun to bet on. And the environment is just awesome because you're in, like, not a little stadium, but you're in a stadium, and there's people just going crazy. It's so loud, especially with the two Canadian teams. Like, those places are both just wild every single game.
Yeah, their fan bases are nuts.
That's fun to watch. Also makes me miss when the Blackhawks were good.
Very much so. Very much. Speaking of teams that used to be good, the Cubs are 15-23. Tough one today. Wind howling out against the Diamondbacks. The Cubs fall 10-6. Nice
Kyle Hendricks. Kyle Hendricks. I don't know what's going on here. He doesn't like the first few innings.
Yeah, and that's kind of been an MO of his a little bit in his career.
First few innings, first few months.
Yeah, that's very true.
But at what point is that just like, come on, we?
I agree with you.
Need him now.
I agree.
Not in a few months, but you're right.
10-6. You know, lots of balls being hit out. I want to say someone on the Diamondbacks. I can't remember. Was it Rojas? Yeah, Rojas.
Yeah, Josh.
Had 13 home runs in his career before today. He hit three at Wrigley today.
Three home runs?
Yeah, it's first three of the year, too.
Yeah, so not great there. They got the Diamondbacks to finish up the weekend. Like I said, sitting at 15-23, they had cut it to 15-20. They've lost three in a row.
They're playing so well there for a little bit, and you go, okay, can they go on a little bit of a run there? Can we get to 500? And now you're eight games behind, or eight games out of 500. I said that wrong.
9.5 out of the division.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're eight games below 500. There we go. And it's just going to get tougher and tougher.
And I feel like that was
the season's not getting any easier.
It was like a false sense of like positivity because it was two wins against the Diamondbacks and then you smoke the Pirates.
I would have to say it was wishful thinking.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, it's still a professional baseball team when you beat the Diamondbacks 2 out of 3 on the road to finish up the weekend. Then you come home and you play the way they did on Monday and Tuesday against a very inferior opponent and you smoke them early. You start thinking, hey, maybe we're starting to get things figured out. And then you drop game three of that series, and then you've dropped the first two against Arizona. It's, you know, this team's got a scrap, and you know, you're seeing a lot of guys get called up, but, you know.
Which is fun to watch.
Yeah. Chris Morel.
Yeah, that awesome home run. Hughes, the pitcher, he pretty much got called up, and then that day he went out and pitched, struck out five guys.
Yeah.
So that's fun to watch. But at some point, we need to start, like, building the
team. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of that this year. Maddie, any thoughts on the Cubs?
No, I think you guys touched it all. It's just lackluster feeling with that team right now.
Speaking of lackluster, misery loves company. The White Sox 19-19, sure three games back in Minnesota. And not to mention they have one of the best opponents on the schedule for three games in the next 2 days.
Because we're recording this on Friday, and the game got canceled because of rain, so they're going to have a doubleheader on Sunday. A team that
probably the best team, one of the best teams in baseball.
And you just played them last week, so they know your hitters.
And not to mention,
it's
like,
a tough spot, but it's a spot where if you could win these, just you could win two out of three, it could spark a run.
Yeah, oh, for sure. But like, and then you've got all the like kind of side circus stuff going on with Tim Anderson calling out Ozzie Guillen, and like just kind of, you know, obviously all the stuff around Tony La Russa is always kind of a sideshow, you know, a little bit going on, but like, it's not what you want going on, your shortstop calling your former manager out on social media when you're 19-19. Like, so it's all funny and funny games.
Do you have to defend your coach? Or do they actually like Tony La Russa?
I don't know.
You don't have to. It's a legit question, because
I feel like there's definitely a sense where, like, at some point, even if it's kind of fake, you do kind of have to back, especially in baseball where you're together 162 games.
But that's my thing is that's Ozzie Guillen's job.
Yeah. I don't think Ozzie Guillen did anything wrong.
No, he's there to give out opinions. If you're Tim Anderson, you just don't listen to it.
Yeah. It should have just gone undiscussed.
Because, I mean, he responded to it like right after.
Yeah.
Like, he must have seen it on Twitter like right after.
Yeah. He needs to let that go. Like, if you're sitting at like, whatever, 35-15
right now. A team
that's
supposed to be overachieving, and you're definitely underachieving with being .500 at this point. Yes, I understand a lot of season left.
Right.
But even some of the way the lineups are put together, like, you got to look at that and be like, we got to win now. And if we're going to defend this guy and he's doing stuff like that to hurt the team, then I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, especially for like a captain, you know, that Tim Anderson is, you know, one of the leaders in there. But like, at the same time, like you said, a lot of this antic stuff doesn't really get brought up if you're, you know, 33-15, or, you know, one of the best teams in your division. You're three games out and you're a .500 team on the same team that a lot of people thought were going to be in the World Series. So you've got to worry about – I think they have bigger fish to fry, and maybe worrying about what Ozzie Guillen's saying on Twitter is probably not the biggest of their worries. Maddie?
I you guys know how I feel about that team. It's not so much the White Sox. It's there was a loud contingent of White Sox Twitter that was adamant that this is the year they're going to win a World Series. They're going to make that push. This is, you know, they're the best team in baseball. All these prospects are, you know, all of them are going to hit. None of them are going to be a bust at all. You know, everything's great. It just doesn't always work out that way. I don't know.
And I don't know about you guys, but White Sox Twitter's been a lot more quiet this year than it was last year.
Well, you're
starting to get a little angry, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you want to say, they're not at the spot that they want to be right now. They want to be the best team in baseball. They're not there. And at this point,
is there a path with the current makeup is what I want to know.
Yeah, I think there is. I think they're a good enough team that they can figure it out. But if they don't, then it's going to be such a failure.
I think they can definitely should still definitely win their division, in my opinion. Oh, yeah. I think I don't know. I'm sure I'm not the only person that keeps circling back to this. It's a different team with Rodon. And like, how do you let, like,
that's huge.
How do you let that happen? And it's, well, but look where you spent your money is, you got, you know, Joe Kelly, you got Josh Harrison, you got,
who's terrible.
I mean, what are we doing here? Adam Engel. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
They got a bunch of random role players when they should have went out and got their main player.
Let's be real. If we're going to be talking money, would you rather have that money you had to spend on Kimbrel at the beginning of the season that would have been available at the time when you tried to sign Rodon? You know, they didn't have Kimbrel dumped at the time, but, you know.
That is true. Hopefully both teams on the diamond get it figured out. But before we move on, a big shout out to our sponsor, Connect Roasters Coffee. They have the best coffee around that you're going to find anywhere. They work with our guy Dom Frederick, Ian Happ. Zach loves it. Zach's mom loves it. These folks ain't going to drink bad coffee, all right? We know the people over there. They make incredible coffee for an incredible purpose.
And Caleb's getting famous on us.
Caleb's getting big time, man.
I seen he was on, I think it was like a morning show. And did a little interview with about coffee and everything. I go, whoa.
The nice thing about that is, knowing Caleb, he's never going to get, you know, he's never going to get his over the over.
He's also been in Italy for a while, too.
That helps.
Living the life.
From a place of jealousy, we would like to be.
Oh, I would love to. It looked amazing.
Absolutely.
But I had to point that out. He's famous. Now he's on TV.
Yeah, I am willing to accept invites. Just
saying. We'll join him on the next trip. But make sure that you head over to their website, connectroasters.com. Follow them on Twitter at connectroasters. Not only good coffee, good merch, good hats. They're good people. Go check them out. Join the Home Run Club. Every time Ian Happ hits a dinger, you get some dollars to spend in the store. You know you need your coffee. Might as well get the best there is around. So go to connectroasters.com. Find them on Twitter at Connect Roasters. Shout out Connect Roasters Coffee. All right, boys, we are trying a new segment here. It's one I came up with off the top of my head. It's called the Movie Tournament, and I picked my favorite actor of all time. I don't know if that says much about me as a person, but my favorite actor of all time is Adam Sandler. So I picked my favorite Adam Sandler movies. We're going to have a little tournament-style elimination game here. So our first matchup is Big Daddy versus The Waterboy. I know I'll start off. Big Daddy is one of my all-time favorite movies. I love The Waterboy.
Big Daddy's the best.
Big Daddy is.
I watched that movie so many times.
It's, you get
so
the laughs.
Hilarious. It's a movie you can watch right now, and it's still, like, topical.
When he's standing in the hallway with the guy from Child Protective Services yelling, "I wipe my own ass," I teared up a few times. I don't cry in movies, but I teared up a few times.
When the kid peed the bed and he put newspapers all over, yeah. Like, that's funny.
Yeah, that's just fun. And when he's like, "What do you want for lunch, Frankenstein?" He's like, 30 packets of ketchup. And he eats 30 packets of ketchup. Like, that's just an all-time movie.
I'm going down memory lane, but when he goes to McDonald's and he's like, breakfast stop, what?
Yeah, he's freaking out. That's an all-timer. I will say The Waterboy, I mean, Bobby Boucher.
It's a good movie.
Legendary character.
But that's got to be, like, Vicky number Valancourt. One.
Vicky Valancourt, solid co-star there. Maddie, what do you got on this? Big Daddy or Waterboy?
Yeah, it's unanimous. I would take Big Daddy in that one as well. Both good movies. Like them both a lot. Big Daddy would definitely be in my Mount Rushmore of Sandler movies, though.
I think that, like, is it Henry Winkler, the guy from Happy Days? He doesn't get enough love in Waterboy for that character because he, like, kind of loses his mind. And he's, like, the scene where he's sitting on the football trying to, like, channel its energy, that's an all-timer.
There are a few characters that were very memorable in that movie.
Yeah. What's the defensive coordinator? Farmer Fran.
Farmer Fran. And then
he was on Boy Meets World.
Captain Insano.
He was the dad.
Captain Insano. I forgot about Captain Insano. I mean, like, yeah, that was Chet Hunter.
Giant.
Yeah, he played Farmer Fran. Yeah. So we're unanimous. Big Daddy's moving into the second round. Our other first round matchup, Billy Madison versus Longest Yard. Longest Yard's up there in my football movies. We talked a lot about Longest Yard.
Billy Madison is so funny.
Veronica Vaughn. Speaking of,
it's a tough one. The Longest Yard is a very good movie.
Very good. And talk about a cast there. I mean, Chris Rock, Nelly, Tracy Morgan, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I mean,
I cannot take a remake of a movie over Billy Madison.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's very true. I'm going with Billy Madison.
All right, so we're unanimous. We got Billy Madison versus Big Daddy for the championship.
I'm going to say Big Daddy got to be the winner here.
Matt?
My vote's for Billy Madison.
Okay, there we go.
My vote's for Big Daddy.
There we go.
I think I like Big Daddy a little more, but Billy Madison wins.
I think we gotta put a poll out to the people.
We will. We'll do that. We'll put it out when this podcast comes out. We'll put it out to the people what they think. Billy Madison or Big Daddy. Either way, go watch both those movies this weekend. Or watch all four of those movies because they're all great.
They all good choices.
I like this because we get to maybe go back to some movies I forgot about and, like, maybe I'll rewatch.
Right. When was the last time you watched The Waterboy?
I might watch Big Daddy.
Yeah. Absolutely. I haven't seen a lot of those.
Left off my favorite one. My favorite Sandler movie is Happy Gilmore, too.
So. Yeah, I thought about that. I didn't want to go too many sports movies, but I'm with you there. I think I know this is because I'm just a dumb person, but like Adam Sandler, even in I never saw like Spanglish. I think
Grown Ups was one. Good, dude. Come on.
But like, okay, so one of my favorite movies of all time is the movie Funny People with Adam Sandler, and it's one of the saddest movies he's ever done.
Yeah, it's a very sad movie. It's good.
But it is an all-time, like, he switched up his roles. Adam Sandler is without a doubt. And even, like, I think we've talked about this. I love the movie Hubie Halloween, one of his never dumber heard of movies. It. But, like, I was Hubie Halloween for Halloween last year. So.
I've never seen it, but other parents I know rave about that Bedtime Stories movie, too.
Yes. Does. That's another good one. So shout out Adam Sandler. Let us know who we should do the next movie tournament on.
And make sure you go to Twitter and vote on the poll.
Because
the movie Airheads was good too. He was not the main. He was like one of the group of the main characters.
Even like his like actually like Bulletproof was a really good movie.
Bulletproof was a fantastic movie.
Yeah,
fantastic the man movie.
Nothing but hits.
What was the Click?
Click was solid. It was Click a little sad good. At the end, but
it did get very sad.
Even like this, the animated stuff that he's done, and like I've seen like Hotel Transylvania. He does a really good job in that. Grown Ups. I mean, the man just makes nothing but hits. Let's move into another new segment. Something Maddie kind of talked about earlier. The NIL stuff in college athletics got me thinking. If we were college athletes, which we're far from right now. But we were given a couple opportunities to sign some NIL deals. Who or what companies would we want to sign with? So we'll give two or three ideas on, which NIL deal we want to sign. Zach, why don't you go ahead and get us started?
I'm going to go through all four of mine. We'll go through all of them.
Zach's that big of a prospect. He gets four.
No, they're just ones I would like.
Okay.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Good choice.
That'd be awesome. You're in college. All the free wings. PlayStation, you would get free games, free PlayStation. That's
free
all.
Games. Free so
I'm thinking about as a college athlete.
That's fair.
My third one, any vintage clothes stores, like you get some old school T-shirts and stuff, old school sweatshirts. You gotta love that. And then my last one, which would be the one I'd want the most, Sour Patch Kids.
Great choice.
That would be a dream of mine.
Could you imagine? But like, imagine being a college athlete and you're eating nothing but Buffalo Wild Wings and Sour Patch Kids.
Hey,
might not have that scholarship long, but
hey, you're working out.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's all. If that's all I eat, then I should be okay.
Yeah, well, everything's fine in moderation.
I may have to go to the bathroom quite a bit.
Yeah, mine are simple. I'm going with an energy drink company. I can get specific if you want me to get specific because I've tried all of them. But you got to have your caffeine in the morning. All right. I'm going Chipotle is my second one because you can find Chipotle anywhere. And then my third one, I'm going to go Smartwater. I feel like this is the only bottle of water that I drink. Or if I like stop at a gas station, like, and it's because of you, Zach. I don't think I ever had a Smartwater before we started going on road trips. But like, that's the only water I like anymore. So I think I'll go with those three. Maddie, you got some?
Yeah, my first one. I'm gonna go off the grid a little bit. I'm gonna go with a travel company.
Ooh.
A company that you know can book your resorts, book your flights, that kind of stuff. You pitch their stuff on Instagram, Twitter. You know, rattle off a couple of social media posts, and all of a sudden you get some tickets to go somewhere here and there. Two, I'm going to go with probably like somebody probably like Barstool, where they can, just promote your stuff and just share your clips, share who you are, get you on podcasts, get you involved in
marketing,
some content. Yeah. So anything to kind of get your quote brand out, I think. And three, since I got the money side, I think all locked up. I think I got the promotional side, the entertainment side with travel. I think I got to go with probably like a local car dealership.
I was going to add that in as my fourth.
I mean, you got to have the nice ride. So I think I'm going to go with the car, like Chuck Smith Ford. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Something like that. Just give me.
Cool to have like a private jet company.
Yeah. That wouldn't hurt.
No, I think there was a kid at Texas that did a deal with a local car company and got.
That's exactly like you said with like Alabama. Maybe Alabama's not paying them, but the guy at the car dealership is probably an alumni of the.
Yeah, you just show up, you sign autographs from 8 to noon on Saturdays, and like all of a sudden, you know, you're driving away in a nice brand new truck.
Yeah, I think he got like the Call of Duty special edition Ford F-150 or something like that. So that's not a bad one if you can get it. Let us know what you would take if you got to choose your NIL deals you would take. Now, another new segment, Would You Rather? We found this lovely graphic on the internet, and this is a phenomenal question. The question is, what are you taking? Would you have to fight an orangutan that had a sword once a year or fight a chicken every time you get in your car?
I'm going with fight an orangutan because it's once a year. You can be ready for it. You can train for it.
But what if they don't
it.
Tell you when the orangutan's coming? That's like you just show up to work one day and there's an orangutan waiting for you.
Imagine getting into your car and every time there's a chicken there attacking you.
So we and my wife were talking about this the other day. I put 25,000 miles on my car this year. I get in and out of my car a lot. Yeah, that would
imagine every single time.
Fighting, and I hate chickens.
A chicken running after you.
My dad's going to hear this and laugh because there's a family joke that I'm afraid of chickens. I'm not afraid of chickens.
Sounds like you are.
I don't like chickens, but you know what? I'll take the orangutan too. Especially, but what you do is you move to a state that has open carry.
You take that year and you learn how to use a sword is what you do.
Yeah, or just like, you know, living in Texas and have a gun on you.
So does the orangutan have a sword, yes, or do I have
the orangutan has a sword?
No, I'm not. I don't believe that's the case.
I think it means the orangutan has a sword.
How the hell is an orangutan going to carry a sword? I think that's your choice.
I think you.
There's no way you're beating an orangutan.
Oh well, that's the case. That's a no-brainer. I thought I was under the impression that the orangutan.
I mean,
you'll
probably get that out of your hands pretty quick.
You wouldn't beat an orangutan. If you didn't have a sword, I can assure you of that.
But all right, let's throw that in there. What if the orangutan had a sword? Does that change your opinion?
I think animals deserve some kind of defense.
Yeah, I agree. You know what I mean? It's a much more fair fight if the orangutan has a sword.
No, I don't know about that one.
No, but if you're coming at it with like a weapon,
those things are tenacious, dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's why even if you have a sword, I still don't think it's a fair fight.
You're still at a disadvantage.
Are you thinking of gorilla? Orangutans aren't that big.
They're strong.
Okay. I mean, they're big, but they're not like gorilla big. Who do you think?
Yeah, neither are chimps. Dude.
I could take an orangutan with my bare hands.
Oh, neither are chimps. No, there's no way. You're dumb.
No way you could, dude. There's absolutely no way.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I disagree.
I'm not saying that they're not very big. But, like, what are we talking about?
Oh, I don't know.
You're taking that thing down?
Yes.
Dude,
they can get up to 6 foot tall.
All right. I'm going to look up how much the average orangutan weight is.
Oh, my gosh, dude. This is an all-time moment.
110 pounds?
I'm not saying they're very big. But it is.
I weighed 110 pounds in fourth grade.
Yeah, go
dude, that thing
Peter
is going to attack
too.
You in ways you couldn't even
pounds.
Think about.
Just put him in a chokehold.
Peter Young's 110
pounds, okay.
Too.
If it's that easy, then...
Guys, orangutans aren't that big.
Yeah, this is the dumbest
not
thing I've heard.
Big, dude. They're not big. But
they would rip your head
off. They don't need to be big.
They're strong as an they're ridiculously strong.
Oh, dude. It would pull your hair so hard.
Oh, he wouldn't have to catch me first.
Dude, that thing is catching you.
No.
That thing is definitely beating you in a race.
No, I could definitely beat an orangutan in a race.
Oh my gosh, you're an idiot.
I don't know if you know what an orangutan is.
I think I do. I think it's gotta be pretty fast.
I don't think so. I really don't think they're that fast.
You know nothing. You're just saying things. You're just talking like you know anything about orangutans.
I mean, I don't
know. I think you're way off base on this one.
I think you're way off.
2.7 miles an hour for an orangutan. 2.7. I walk on the treadmill at 4. I walk on the treadmill at 4.
No, I disagree.
But the thing is going so fast, dude.
And I turn around and kick it.
Guess what you can't do? Jump in trees?
That he's got. If the fight goes to a tree, he wins.
Well, where else are you going to? You're just going to go walking outside one day and house give me in a ranking? No.
I'm not going to his home turf.
I'm just saying. You're talking all this shit about you could beat up a ranked tank.
Yeah, that's so a wild take.
I will die on that hill.
Yeah, you probably will because the ranked tank might kill you.
That's fair. Let's move into our final segment of the week. We have our not top 10. Last week we did the best countries' flags, and realizing I told you guys I love looking at flags, and I spent about 30 minutes this week just going through great flags. This week we've got the worst flag, so it's the not top 10. We've got the worst flags out there. Maddie, do you want to get us started with your?
Yeah, sure. I'll fire off them. What I got, it's the first one is North Korea. It's the DPRK, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. It's just, it looks like the opposing country in like an old Nintendo war game. Like that's just like what their flag would look like, and it just looked very basic, very bland, and it looks like it's out of a bad like 60s movie.
Yeah, and not to mention it's North Korea, so that's a great pick, Maddie.
Negative points for North Korea as well. The next one is, I think it's pronounced Seychelles or Seychelles. There's just too much going on with this thing. I think there's an identity crisis. It's
that like, looks like four different beaming lights.
Yeah, it's look like a mix of Belgium, Sweden, Romania, Italy. You know, all like it's just like spread across. I don't know. It's just. I'm not digging the vibe that they're trying to throw out there with that one. Lastly, Venezuela, another country. I think their flag just has a little too much going on. I just like the three colors, which is a standard pattern for a lot of countries. Then they throw in the half circle star. Then they throw in the shield too. I think you stick with one or the other. You stick with either the shield or either the arch of stars. But I think it's just too much distraction going on with that flag.
Yeah, they didn't need the stars. They could have stuck with that really nice, you know.
The shield looks nice. I like the shield. Maybe make the shield more prominent and center that thing. And I think all of a sudden you got a game changer flag.
Matt, on the other hand, Seychelles, I believe is. I don't know if that's how it's pronounced. Whatever it is. Is a apparently a very nice island off the coast of Africa. So at least I got that going.
I'm sure it's gorgeous, but I can't figure out what's going on with that flag.
Yeah. And before we go on, I do want to say that some of the flags that I picked for my top flags were in a lot of online lists of worst flags.
Same here.
Saudi Arabia was like number one on everybody's board. And that was my first round pick.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with my first one here. Hope I say this right. Kyrgyzstan. It was kind of funny. They had this picture on Google Images. It's the Xbox logo.
That is 100% the Xbox logo. They could have done so much more. Kyrgyzstan, most people don't even know that it's a country. It gets kind of mixed in the shuffle with all the stan countries.
At least make the thing a little bit bigger. Like make the sun like a just bigger.
Yeah. What do you think about this one, Maddie?
Makes me think of the Red Ring of Death.
Oh, yeah.
Very true. My second one, Uganda. What
they almost nailed it.
Yeah, if they didn't put the rooster in the middle, I think it's actually pretty cool.
Yes. But very solid color choices, very German-esque.
What I got,
why the rooster?
What I got looking up all these countries' flags is that some of them just take like a random picture and just put it randomly on their flag.
Oh yeah.
It's like, oh, we have this nice setup here, but no, let's put a picture here, a little bit of splash of color here. It's just some people do too much.
Yep.
The scrawny rooster reminds me of Hey Hey from Moana.
Then my last one is Australia.
Identity crisis.
Well, it's just,
well, that's Britain's. You know why it's like that, right?
No.
Well, it's because Australia was a penal colony for the British Empire. So
why is it that size? Why isn't it bigger?
Because they just took the British flag and moved it to the top left corner. And then
there should be more stars.
I agree. What are you
doing? There should be. If you're going to have this set up, you can't have much open space.
Yeah, there's way too much blank space there. Matt, are you a fan of the Australian flag?
It's
just kind really of far away.
Yeah, it's just blah for me.
They could, and like Australia is a cool country, but like they could have delivered a lot more.
But I think like Australia, like, as big as it is, isn't like 93% of their population within like 30 miles of the coast.
Oh yeah, like no one lives in the middle of Australia.
Yeah, it's just like the total outback, it's just wild.
Yeah, it's a wild place. I love traveling. I will never go to Australia. No, thank you. I'll move into mine. First one, another place, kind of like Maddie said, you know, with a country that's probably beautiful, but the Maldives, is a beautiful, it's the one where you, like, you see, it's the one you see, like, when people go on vacation on Instagram and they, like, go to those over the water huts, and stay in those. It's always in the Maldives.
It looks like the, like, front of, like, a candy wrapper.
Yeah. They, again, another place that could have done a lot, and they just go with a crescent moon, like, could have done a lot more. Maddie, what do you got on this one?
Maldives is a place I really, really want to go, so same. I'm not going to hate on the flag. So
I actually had this one.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. If you gave me a ticket to go there right now, I'd be on the next flight, but we could have done a little bit more here. My next one I'm going to go with is Indonesia. What? Like, I made this in Google Paint when I was, like, in third grade.
You know when, like, back in the day, you'd have the ice cream with two different flavors? You'd have like a white.
It's two thirds of a Neapolitan
and a pink, which should never be that close together. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, this is. I don't know what Indonesia's doing because like this feels like zero effort. I don't know. This is.
Yeah, solid. they did their homework in the morning, like before school.
That is, or they like copied it off of like Poland. And they just tried to change a couple things. There's a lot of that, Matt. I don't know if you noticed when I was going through flags, a ton of
the three,
flags. Like,
the three the three horizontal and the three vertical.
Huge.
It's like, yeah, there's wild stretches of them.
Or even like Uganda, where they take basically a German flag, double it, and throw a rooster in. Or right. Even like, I mean, what are we doing here? And then I'll go to my last one, which is a wild flag. Central African Republic. I'm very confused at what's going on here. We talked about the horizontal
line. There's a lot going on here.
There's a lot going on. And
it's
then
it's like a game of Pong.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good call.
They were like, okay, we got these four colors here. Yeah. Let's put another color right through the middle of all of them.
And then put a random star.
The red's the net, like, across the middle.
Yeah. I don't really know what was going on this flag. I do want to say the Central African Republic is a fairly, I guess, 1979. It's a fairly newer country. But yeah,
that looks like a late 70s flag. I wouldn't.
Yeah. How does that work? That. How were countries still becoming countries in 1970?
Oh, there's something newer than that.
There's some new countries within like the last couple of years.
South Sudan became a country in 2011.
They so it's like, regulars. Oh, we found new land?
No, they break off from other
countries. Usually war and bad things usually happen.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah. I thought it was like, we found new land we never knew was here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not exploring anymore. There's no colonization at this point.
Yeah, we've colonized the whole
Imagine thing. How cool that must have been back in the day. It's like, oh, I didn't know that. You could walk
I've all had this a way. Lot of thoughts about that lately. Say what you want, but thinking about what it was like for Lewis and Clark. And, like, that whole expedition and just not knowing what the fuck you were walking into, like, that would be just wild. Absolutely wild.
Yeah, and like Zach said, like, it's a weird concept that countries are still being created because we have one in the last,
50 years.
The last 15 years.
It's the whole thing within space exploration. That's the whole colonization. That's our next step. That's our next land grab.
We got Kosovo became a country in 2009.
That's crazy.
Palau became a country in 94.
It's a year older than me.
That's true. East Timor in 2002. Serbia and Montenegro in 2006. I feel like Serbia and Montenegro is a lot older than that. Kosovo in 2008 and South Sudan in 2011. So But like Matt said, unfortunately, a lot of that comes with some really bad things. Let us know any of the bad flags that we forgot about. But that was episode 136 of Typical Chicago Fans. Thank you to our sponsor, Connect Roasters Coffee. Make sure you go check them out at connectroasters.com. Follow them on Twitter at Connect Roasters. Follow us on Twitter at Typical _ Chicago. Head to Facebook, Instagram, wherever you get your social media from. Give those pages a like. Head over to YouTube for our content in video form. A lot of stuff coming up this summer, some trips happening. So make sure that you are subscribed to the YouTube page. Wherever you get your podcast, check us out there. Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts. Give us a follow on any of those, a rating, review, whatever you can do on those, do that. You can follow these guys at Matt at _. Jesus, I'm going to start that over. At Schools _01. Ladies and gentlemen, is at Schools.
Way to help get the follow count up, Bobby. Jesus.
We're going to have to edit this. It's making me look very bad.
All
right, we'll leave it. It's at Schools _01. Follow them if you want. Whatever.
There we go.
Zach at Z Lilia TCF. And you can find me at Boomy TCF. That was episode 136 of Typical Chicago Fans. We love you all.
Peace.